Kathy, Dave, and Fev.
I mean, Fief, you have been known to call out tradespeople for situations and problems that really you could have really worked out yourself.
Yeah, they're usually PowerPoint issues. Like when I called the Foxtel guy out yesterday and he turned the power on and off on the box. I just... Why are you laughing?
Do you refer to yourself as the box? Oh, someone's flicked this... Oh, nah.
Well, there was that plumber that keeps getting invited over, which was unusual.
No, Craig's my plumber. He does a great job.
Well, why does Craig text you during the show?
Because.
Who's that close to their plumber?
Well, he did remind me that my under my sink is very messy.
Oh, that's okay. The funniest one.
Brad from Launching Place. Brad, hello.
G'day.
Brad, now, have you unnecessarily called a tradie out?
No, I'm a diesel mechanic and I got called out to a broken down truck about an hour and a half away. I get out there and he hasn't released his park brake.
That's why he couldn't get out.
He couldn't move his truck off the dock and I just pulled the park brake off. See you later, mate.
And you drove an hour and a half for that, Brad.
Yeah. But in your defence, Steve, it makes us good money.
Yeah, there we go. So you're not complaining. There we go.
Thank you, Brad.
Keeping people busy, Steve.
Flicking switches.
Wow.
Steve.
Don't you start.
Do you know what you're saying?
Okay.
You don't, do you?
Oh, my
Push on.
God.
Alicia from Cranbourne. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Fifi, Dave and Fez.
Hey. Alicia, are you a tradie? Have you been unnecessarily called out?
Yeah, I'm a mechanic and I used to work for the RACV and I got a call out to a lady locked in a car and I got there and she didn't realise she had auto locking, so I pointed to the remote on her on the key hanging from her ignition. She pressed the doors, the button and the doors unlocked.
She was just sitting in her car.
She'd been in there for about half an hour.
Press unlock. Get out of
That's
your car.
The best.
Didn't use the same way she got into the car.
Get out.
Maybe
That's
I could
amazing.
Use it on the way out.
Thanks, Alicia.
Mark in Essendon. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, here you go. And I'm a plumber. I got called out to a job, a bathroom. The lady said that her pipes were making noise. And when I got out there, they had on their taps one of those shelves that you put all your shampoos and that on. And they hadn't turned off their electric shaver. So I just pushed the button and gave her a bill.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you pushed the button.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
And
what?
This seems to be happening more and more often where we just get a call literally out of nowhere from your daughter.
She's very proactive, isn't she? Like, I'm surprised.
The Mickey Mouse phone's running overtime.
I know. She's on that Minnie Mouse, actually, all the time.
Oh, tell me about it. I got a lot on my plate, Fiona.
Trixie's
Darling,
on the line.
I don't... Look, this is like the third day in a row that you've called the show, sweetie. You should be doing some colouring in or watching a bit of ABC Kids.
Cute. Excuse me, I've got bigger fish to fry, like boosting my profile on your local radio show.
Jeez.
Look, let's do a reset, all right? For all the fans of Twixie Bell, where to be honest, who is popping up this show, as you'll know, I am an Insta influencer,
You're not. You're my daughter, and I like to share photos from my life every now and then. You're in them, okay? That's just you're my life. That's not.
I don't know what you said then. All I heard was where I'm yesterday's news. Okay? Welcome to the new world order. Now, oh. Fans of the T-Bell, and that's my street name, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, that's getting a lot of traction from the focus groups my team has been organising. You all know that this week I have been on a major campaign. Now, look, I'm not proud of this. I released a tell-all book. It got donuts. I released a hip-hop single yesterday. It got about as good as a reception as Donald Trump at a feminist rally. It wasn't good. Mm. Which, FYI, is a pretty good analogy for a three-year-old, okay?
Yeah, that was well done. Well done.
Mind you, it didn't help either my hip-hop single. Didn't get any airplay on your so-called hit station. Thanks for nothing, mofo. Anyway. So, guys... I understand that. I'm moving forward. I'm moving on with things. And now I have this to sell, Fiona.
Okay, what, darling?
Because I'm a major player in the industry, I now have my own fragrance. That's right.
No,
Twixie
no.
Bell, or sorry, T-Bell, has her own perfume. Roll the ad, Greg.
My name's Byron. Greg's my first name. I much prefer my middle name. Here we go.
Life is a journey. Journey. I've had some obstacles in my life.
Obstacles.
Learning to walk.
Walking.
Potty training. Eating batteries because I thought they were spring rolls, but you know something's wrong when every time you pass wind, you get a small electrical shock.
Electrical trouser cough.
Trixie Bell.
Trixie Bell.
Ooh, ropeable.
There we have it. The new...
That's my new flagrant, Fiona. to be honest, guys, it's just wee bottled apple juice I didn't want to drink. But still, going to sell like hotcakes. So next time I talk to you, I'll be on my Fisher Price, my first yacht in the Mediterranean.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
There is new research out from a Chicago business school saying that if you have a high-pitched voice, you're less likely to get a job because people believe, or there is an understanding, that lower voices appear stronger, more competent, more trustworthy, and if you've got a high-pitched voice, a potential employer thinks you might be a bit vacant in the head. Now, I just think that's terrible. There are people with high-pitched voice. I mean, the tone, the caliber of your voice does not dictate what sort of brain you have. And I love that we've said, call now if you've got a high-pitched voice and defend yourself, because we've got Tiffany from Langwarren. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, Tiff, you sound gorgeous for starters.
Oh, thank you.
And what a beautiful voice you've got. Now, please, prove this study wrong.
Well, I'm a medical scientist. I studied at uni for 5 years to become what I am now. So I do blood analysis inside a hospital, which then leads to the doctor to diagnose a patient.
So you're basically saving lives, Tiff. I mean, without you...
Daily basis, yes.
And how dare this study insinuate that, Tiff, because you've got this beautiful high-pitched voice, that you...
I've got a very high voice.
Stupid. I love... Well, it's a gorgeous voice. Yeah, Feb, this study... Tiff got a great voice.
Yes, great voice.
It would appear this study is absolute
it's
garbage.
It's rubbish. And thank you, Tiff, because you've debunked that. And what I love most about it is you're a scientist and you've shown up another scientist. Well done.
I actually just finished night shift and I heard the radio, so I was like, no, I'm going to prove this wrong.
Yeah, good, and you're a hard-working scientist.
Great. And look, we have, and thanks to your call, Tiffany, we have technology here that enables us to also just test this hypothesis, I guess, from the Booth Business School, which is not a highly credible business school that have done this survey.
But if they've done it, let's have a
There's a microphone here which pitches our voice higher.
So we're about to hear Brendan Favola with a high voice.
Hello. Hey, it sounds like Trixie.
So there's Fev.
Well, Tiffany just said, I heard the radio.
Why are you doing a weird voice along with
I'm
the
not
mic?
Doing a weird voice. Okay, hey, my voice might be pitched, Fifi, but so's yours and you're on the project.
There goes Fev. Now, I thought he sounded quite smart.
You're so smart.
Can I have a crack, Fev?
Oh, I really like this.
I don't think anyone's going to get the mic off him.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Come on, mate. Same time.
Come on, mate.
You know what? You can watch both, can't you? They're split-screen TVs. You can do a split-screen. That would be amazing. Watch both.
Okay.
No.
It's very... That's,
choose.
That's... you can't make me choose my favourite child. I love both. Like you, that's like someone saying to me, who do you prefer more, Dave or Fev? I can't answer that question.
Okay, well, this is an issue up here.
I won't answer that question publicly.
I know you're very good at self-promoting, though. I'm expecting to be watching the project, and she goes, Waleed, that's a very interesting point. Not as interesting, though, as Brooke across on Channel 11.
And you would pick Dave, because you've been working with Dave for a long time. You mentioned him in his article.
Oh,
the other.
Don't sell
you
yourself
it.
Short.
All right, mate.
You mentioned
all
you in the article.
You mentioned Dave.
Let's focus on Neighbours, guys. This will never end. Let's focus on Neighbours. Come on, that's the push. She's always been on the project. This is the special moment, Neighbours. Let's go.
Well, this is the special moment, Byron, because... yes, we had the screening last week and Fev, you gave her that present, which I thought was lovely. But I may have made some calls to LA and I thought to paint the vivid picture of your journey in acting so far, I got an Oscar-nominated performer.
What?
Wow.
To describe your acting life. Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman and I'm here to present Fifi Box. This is your acting life. The journey of our young acting hero began with her playing the role of a flirty radio producer for an announcer called Captain Turntable.
It's the Captain Turntable Show as we do it for a tight Tuesday cheap movie night. Whole stack of people, though, they've been calling through because they want to chat to Fee.
Tell me, what does Fee do?
Captain, well, other than be here and support you
right.
and worship you on this show.
Man, whoa.
I think it could be a bit dangerous in here in the studio, so if someone could get down here and get
you and me, Captain.
Soon after, she really showed her range as she was given the role of a video game reviewer on a seminal radio show called Planet Rock.
Turbo on Planet Rock, and here with another wicked game review, it's Kara Locke.
Got a game for you this week, Turbo, that has everything. A sultry wizardress, a punk gunslinger, a swordsman, and a huntress. I mean, who could ask for more? Sudeki.
Thanks, Kara. Time to get back to another non-stop block of rock.
Amazing, considering she wouldn't know an Xbox console if it fell out of her backside. To further explore the world of acting, she played the part of a bubbly young weather reporter on Sunrise who was pushed way too far and said something she'd immediately regret.
Later this afternoon. Right now, though, let's check the weather around the rest of the country.
She then went on to impress fans and reviewers alike as she performed all of her stunts, including a horrible ankle twist as a bubbly dancer on Dancing with the Stars. The scene after her ankle fall made you feel like she really was high as a kite on horse tranquilizers.
Yeah, I had x-rays and the doctor, we've got it heavily strapped and I'm on painkillers. And
right.
The doctor hasn't given the okay yet, but hopefully... Okay.
Then boy, did the stars line up to work with her. Justin Bieber made sure she had a major 4-second role in a movie.
It's a hysteria that I've never witnessed before.
A groundbreaking, if extremely brief, performance. The acting world was really starting to take notice now. How could they not? Then came one of her biggest roles yet. Home and Away.
Well, I'm hosting today's Fashions on the Field competition, and I'd love to sign you up. I really think you should enter.
Is it okay if we think about it?
Sure, but don't take too long. I think you've got a pretty good chance.
Amazing. And you would think that our hero would have been content with all this success. But no, there was still one jewel she was yet to place in her crown. The piece de resistance was not yet finished. Until she plays Brooke, a woman who's an opportunist and lies to get what she wants. This will be her most natural performance yet. Fifi Box, your acting life is nothing short of amazing.
What a journey.
What that more...
That was amazing.
Big shout out to Morgan. That was brilliant. Things that I'd rather didn't resurface from my past. Sure, Planet brilliant. Rock, not my heyday.
Kara Loft, what a character.
Fifi, David,
dude, Fev. He did his homework, didn't he?
He did, didn't he?
On the Fox.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.